Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
All right, folks, everybody is sending me the videos that President Trump retweeted of Heather Mullen, I think is her name. I'm telling you, the video is gone. So I don't know what's up with that, but it's gone. All of her other videos are still up, but this one where she specifically talked to the IT guys, and they're like, oh, yeah, the IT guys are trying to figure out, and they're like, oh, yeah, we can't go into the system. We don't know what's happening. I mean, you know, hey, you just had your vote here, and this could determine the outcome of the election of the most powerful country in the world, leader of the free world, but, you know, we don't know what's going on here with the machines. They're broken down. Our IT guys are here, but, hey, I don't know. Hey, I don't know. And then the video's just gone. More breaking news is coming right now. FBI is investigating Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton, saying he, well, we'll have to see. This sounds like FBI targeting of Ken Paxton because he stopped the steal in Texas. And, of course, we've got Alex Jones live with Nick Fuentes, Ali Alexander, Vernon Jones. Let's go back live to the feed that we have right here. They're now inside the Capitol building as Patriots are pouring in.
Be managed.
That's right. We're on the same team.
We are. But listen, give us your number.
Okay.
This is the guy that first went to all the hospitals and said they were
empty. Yeah, I know your camera guy. Yeah, I went to the bathroom in your hotel room in D.C. where you broadcast the show last Saturday.
Yeah, well, great job, man. Great.
Not even on purpose. I met him in the lobby. I'm like, I got to go to the bathroom. All the bathrooms are locked. He's like, here's my room from 12:19.
All right, so we've got just people kind of cutting it up there with Alex as I think he is waiting for the rest of the people to get in there, and they'll probably do an address from inside the building. I'm sure Vernon Jones and others will, too. Again, there was just one metal detector they all had to go through, so it's probably going to take some time. Many of them had a bunch of flags and stuff, so probably they're going to have to put those back in their car. So we'll continue to monitor this. But again, Alex Jones is going to be at the State Capitol building in Atlanta, Georgia, every day at noon up to and including Saturday. And, you know, the crew was kind of asking me, you know, are you do you have the itch to be back out there? Are you kind of missing this? Yeah, you always are, but, you know, at the same time, it's good. It's relieving to see that there's other Patriots gathering, because when I went on this journey last week, it was just me. Now you've got Fuentes organizing with them. Now you've got Ali Alexander organizing with them. Now you've got Vernon Jones organizing with them, with, of course, Alex Jones. So, yeah, I'm always going to have that, call it, I guess, a competitive itch just to be out there doing your thing, but it's very comforting knowing that other Patriots are rising up and organizing and activating as well. And I have a feeling if this continues like this, and I was saying this to Alex, like, if we continue to do this coverage and to lead these events like we are, well, it's going to be a long journey ahead, folks. So, but I'm seeing people that are still with the, I mean, it's like the Stop the Steal caravan never stopped, because I'm seeing people on these feeds that were out there with me in Atlanta, out there with me in Tallahassee, out there with me in Columbia, Raleigh, Richmond, and then D.C. So they're still traveling. I mean, people are literally like dropping everything to just go wherever they need to be to stop the steal from President Trump. So that's incredible. And for us, none of this would be possible without your support at InfoWarsStore.com. And, you know, we did a money bomb about a month or so ago and basically could set up the financial infrastructure to exist as we are for about another year. And Alex basically just decided, you know what, we're going to shift this into high gear, and then sent us on the road, sent the caravan on the road, and is now on the road himself, basically saying, okay, we're going to pull the funds to put us up for the year. We're going to invest it into the Stop the Steal movement, and we're going to be out on the scene. We're going to be bringing crews, and we're going to be bringing the live streams, as well as our normal live coverage. So it's all made possible with your support at InfoWarsStore.com, folks. You are our sponsors, and we have the best supplements, the best air filters, the best water filters, the best emergency food supplies. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com. A lot of people come up to me on the road wanting to donate. They just try to hand me cash. I always reject it. I say, go to InfoWarsStore.com, shop. There's a whole crew here. I'm not the only one that works at InfoWars. We have a whole crew here. They work 15 hours a day just like the rest of us. InfoWarsStore.com. The Stop the Steal sale is happening right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
America is in crisis. Emergency lockdown 2 is coming under Biden. Support InfoWars, the fight against total economic collapse, and Biden's martial law disguised as lockdown 2. Up to 60% off, plus free shipping and triple Patriot points and more at InfoWarsStore.com. DNA Force Plus, Alpha Power back in stock. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, Ultra 12, Vitamineral Fusion, Kava Chill, Super Male Vitality, Super Female, and so many other amazing products. These are game-changing things that the globalists don't need to have. These are things that are absolutely elemental to what you and your body have to live. But regardless, buying these products from us funds the InfoWars, so it's a 360 win. I want to thank you all for your support. I want to ask you to redouble your efforts to spread the word. I want to ask you to buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com today, because without you, we won't be on the air. Again, I salute you and thank you all. The toll-free number is 888-253-3139. Please take action today in our emergency sale.
To as well as video reports in the meantime. Boy, I mean, it's just so, do I go down the fake pandemic and everything they're doing with the torture, psychological torture, medical tyranny that's coming with that? New lockdowns happening nationwide. Biden vows to have massive lockdowns, mask mandates, basically kill everything, all human freedom. And he's now assembling the cabinet to do it. We've got all that information. But I feel that, oh my gosh, you've got Democrats, you know, I'm going to try not to yell and scream and get frustrated today. It's just, Democrats are the most disingenuous scum I've ever seen in my life. And it's just so sick. It's so sick because, you know, you look at a Joe Biden and you get it. Here's a corrupt politician who has enriched himself beyond anybody's wildest dreams. You understand that. He's a money-grubbing, corrupt political whore. Has been for decades. Okay, like, you get that. It's kind of simple. Okay. You know, he's into underage people. He's probably got his access there. He's, you know, he's into stealing and looting money left and right from all these foreign nations. We know about all that. He's got a son as his mule. His brother as his rat hole. You get that. Say, okay, this is a guy who's just selfish criminal, likes to get his rocks off, likes to enrich himself. It's basic criminality. You can make sense of it. But when you see these low-level Democrats on city councils now that are the most disingenuous scum you've ever seen in your life, now making threats to Republican poll watchers, you just, why? Why are you such scum? What is in it for you? You're not enriching yourself. You're not having hookers and drugs delivered to you at your whim. So why? It's just because they're disingenuous scum. They just love it. They love being vile filth. And it makes me sick that this is what we're up against. So let me play this clip. And there's two of these clips. I don't even want to play the other one. Clip one here, guys. Let's start it from the point where I have it scrubbed to. Listen to a Democrat threatening GOP canvassers who just want to make sure that the election in Georgia is fair and counted accurately. Listen to what they are accused of in a Zoom meeting when discussing whether or not to certify the Wayne County results.
Monica Palmer and William Hartman will forever be known in southeastern Michigan as two racists who did something so unprecedented that they disenfranchised hundreds of thousands of black voters in the city of Detroit because they were ordered to. probably, I know, Monica, you think Q told you to do it or some other crazy stuff like that. But just know when you try to sleep tonight that millions of people around the world now on Twitter know the name Monica Palmer and William Hartman as two people completely racist and without an understanding of what integrity means or a shred of human decency. You, the law isn't on your side. History won't be on your side. Your conscience will not be on your side. And Lord knows, when you go to meet your maker, your soul is going to be very, very warm.
You are a sick, sad little man, Ned Stabler. And then you had another one, a Democrat state representative-elect, Abraham Ayash, who did the same thing to Monica and then said, now all the world will know your kids' names and where they go to school, and then said that on a live public transmission. So now her kids are going to have her their lives ruined, too. Do you know how sick these Democrats are, folks? They are sick. They are mentally deranged. They are an immediate threat and danger to everyone around. You know, it's kind of like you got the insane person that it's like clearly off their rocker at a mental institution, likes to stab people with knives, and you see them with a knife, and basically everyone gets on high alert. It's like, whoa, okay, mentally deranged psychopath who likes to stab with a knife has a knife. We all need to be, that's who these people are. That's the average low-life Democrat voter these days. And they've got a knife, and they're deranged, and they're about to go on a stabbing spree. When you're going on public transmissions and accusing people of being racists simply because they want to make sure the election is fair, that's their job, and then you double down and you name their kids and where they go to school and you tell the world that because you want them to be terrorized, you belong in a mental institution, if not locked up for criminal behavior. And, I'm just trying to control myself here because, folks, these people want to run your life. And they want to torture you and your family and your lineage for the rest of time because these are sick, demonic freaks. They are sick, demonic freaks who choose not to live in reality, but instead make up their own fantasy land realities built around their own mentally deranged ideologies and then virtue signal as if they have the moral high ground when everybody knows they have none. Hey, you have the choice to kill your kid. Do I have a choice to wear a mask? Nope. That's all you need to know about Democratic Party politics right there. Choice to kill your kid? Yes. Choice to wear a face mask? No. These are tyrants. These are sick, mentally ill people, folks. Okay? They're sick. They are an immediate danger to society. And you're seeing the pitfalls of their ideologies. You're seeing the pitfalls of their media. You're seeing the pitfalls of their politics. You had a million Trump people in D.C. over the weekend. How many buildings were looted? None. How many buildings were set on fire? None. How many police were attacked? None. How many innocent liberals that were out there were attacked? None. How many cars were flipped? None. How much crime was done by millions of Trump supporters in D.C. this weekend? None. How much crime was done by the thousands of people that joined me on the Stop the Steal caravan? None. How much damage has been done today in Georgia, in Atlanta at the state capitol by the people rallying? None. And then the scum of the liberal left is going to sit here on the moral high ground and call us names and say we're the violent ones and we have to sit here and take it? Eventually, that finger that you keep poking us with is going to get bit off, but it's going to be the whole hand. It's just sick, man. These people are so sick. I mean, how many different levels do you measure their disingenuousness with? The racism? I've got this whole thing over here in my stack of news, a story, headline, Should white boys still be allowed to talk? No. They say no. I shouldn't be allowed to talk. And that's why I get censored. And these are black college students. One of them is a goodwill ambassador of the university. Says white boys shouldn't be allowed to talk. They complain about Russian interference, foreign interference, and election integrity for 4 years. And then when we and have no proof, by the way, with all their investigations, no proof, nothing. And then they have been caught red-handed in the most blatant, flagrant election theft in modern-day history and in American history. And they thumb their nose and they scoff. The liberal left is so evil. The Democrat voter is so disingenuous and evil, folks. And then they think we're going to suffer in hell when this is all said and done.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
I've got a tiger by the tail, it's plain to see. I won't be much when you get through with me.
He never gives up. He's Alex Jones, broadcasting from deep in the heart of Texas, worldwide.
Well, I thought the day I met you, you...
Who do you think's up in that blimp? I'll tell you who. Been sitting over us for like 30 minutes. Brian Stelter, Humpty Dumpty, is up there surveilling us in that blimp. And listen, I'm not saying he's a child molester. I'm just saying I wouldn't let him beat my kids, and he looks like a child molester. If I was, again, going to be a casting director for a major movie, and I was going to have not just a regular child molester, but like an evil clown goblin, like clowns from outer space, that eats children, it would be Brian Stelter. And then he opens up a big mouth, like at the clown, big sharp teeth, and he just, you know, slithers in at night and grabs your kids and runs off with them. But, you know, what we do know is he's murdering our future and our children's future, and he's murdering the First Amendment. This is the guy that pushed for me to be deplatformed. Now he wants Tucker Carlson taken off the air. He wants OAN taken off the air. He says it's dangerous that such things exist, and that create a parallel universe. No, it's you's created a parallel universe at your little CNN center. I know you're perched up there in New York, and you're perched in D.C., Humpty Dumpty with no viewers. You're really the mouth of Jeff Zucker. But what we do know is that's the place, right here in Atlanta, where they counted the ballots that it turned out were flipped from Trump to Biden. Yes, think of the image of that. In the CNN center, there they were, election night, counting the ballots. It is so surreal to be here in Olympic Park, where they tried to set up Richard Jewell for the bombing of the Olympics, turned out to be, again, a patsy false flag operation. And then right here, under the loving gaze of the Communist News Network, founded by who? Ted Turner, who wrote books and gave speeches saying he wants to depopulate the earth by 80%. And right outside Atlanta is the Georgia Guidestones, ladies and gentlemen. So we're here covering all this, trying to stop the steal, educating people about what's really happening. And the only way I can bring a security team with Antifa and Black Lives Matter threat here, and they're strong here, the only way we could be here to cover all this and to seriously focus on what's happening is your financial support. So I want to thank you all for going to InfoWarsStore.com, getting great T-shirts, books, films, water filtration, and then all the great supplements. These are the highest quality, highest end supplements. When I forget to take them, I really feel it. I'm somebody that burns a candle at both ends. And without DNA Force Plus, without the CoQ10 and the PQQ that's in it, I would not be alive, I think. Without X2, I mean, I started taking X2, pure iodine, 7 years ago. My libido, my stamina, everything just peaked. Most people are iodine deficient. You have 2 billion people, the UN admits, that have mental disabilities because of iodine deficiency when they were growing up. This is such a globalist conspiracy, the iodine conspiracy. You learned about how it's a good halogen, not the bad halogen. Again, at InfoWarsStore.com, get your X2. We've got this huge sale that's got to end by this weekend because we're selling out a lot of these products. A lot of new things have come back in. Alpha Power that boosts your body's natural testosterone and so much more. It's now back in stock. We've got some other great products that have come back in as well. But a lot of things are selling out. So InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. That's how you fund a grassroots operation. We're not funded like CNN is by the big military-industrial complex and big pharma. We don't get any military-industrial complex money. We don't get any big pharma money. We get money directly from you, and these are great products at the same time. So I want to thank you for visiting InfoWarsStore.com and shopping with us and just remembering us and bookmarking that site, because they took all our sponsors years ago by harassing them.
That's how the left operates, death threats, you name it. But by you coming and buying products directly from us, you keep us on air, and that is a revolutionary idea. So, again, InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. That keeps all these great shows and our reporters and our crew in the field fighting hard for all of our freedoms, not just for America, but the entire world and a pro-human future. And, again, there's a few other products that have also come back in. I almost forgot VasoBeats. It's a really great beet concentrate that's great for your cardiovascular system and your heart. It creates nitrous oxide, the blood that's so good. Look up what concentrated beets do. Ours is a very strong formula, very high quality. It's back in stock. Everything is 50 to 60% off, triple Patriot points, and free shipping, but it's got to end coming up this weekend. So InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. I want to thank you all for your support. Look, I joke about how creepy Brian Stelter is, but what's really creepy is his attempt to molest and rape and murder the First Amendment while claiming to defend it. This man is a walking contradiction, a walking fraud, and a menace to any free society or free individual.
And that is the modern day left in a nutshell. A threat to truth, a threat to free speech, a threat to any independent sovereign citizen. They are total tyrants, ladies and gentlemen. They want control over your life. They want control over your body. They want control over your children. These are sick puppies that we're dealing with. You know, every once in a while, I just get these intellectual roadblocks on an issue because I can't get the satisfaction of properly unearthing this or getting and understanding. The crew says, no, we get it, I don't feel I'm really properly addressing this. Maybe I already have, and I just can't get over it because these people are so sick and such an immediate threat to our future. But, again, the disingenuous for these people to cry racism, 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 when they're the biggest racist you've ever seen in your life. The disingenuousness of these people like Obama to say the internet is the single biggest threat to our democracy when they're the ones stealing elections. I mean, there can't be a bigger threat to democracy other than having fake elections. I mean, that's how is free speech a threat to democracy, Barack? It's not. It's a threat to their power structure. But, you know, what is Trump doing right now? And I'm not saying this to attack Trump. What is President Trump doing? The disappearing Trump act since election night, really. You barely seen or heard from him. Usually in front of the cameras every day, press conferences, meetings, rallies, whatever. And the left is just getting more hopped up, more hopped up, more hopped up. And so I understand wanting to lay low and then making your reemergence at the most pivotal, powerful moment. But every day goes by, the left gets more entrenched into their belief that Biden won the election. And so when you uproot that reality from them, the outrage and hysteria that's going to lead to violent riots in the streets, you know, here's another level of their disingenuousness. There are stories all across the nation, including where I found this story today. I was doing a deep dive into this, where the headline is from a black lady goodwill ambassador who hates white people with the headline, "Should white boys still be allowed to talk?" That's in the Dixonian at Dixon College in Pennsylvania. You're allowed to be racist against white people. And then I'm going onto their website to see, wow, is this really their student paper where they published this? I mean, I can't imagine when I was the chief editor at my student newspaper, if I published something racist like that. But they have how the college is boarded up, and they're expecting riots post-election. And I went and I looked. Other colleges did the same thing. You saw it in Washington, D.C. And I'm thinking, so think about how disingenuous the liberal left is and the Democrat Party is, where they have to board up all of their buildings and board up all of their universities because they're afraid of violent rioting after the election. Of course, that's not for Trump supporters. Everybody knows that. It's for the Democrats. It's for the radical left. But then they pretend that they're doing it because of Trump supporters. I mean, it's the most dishonest, disingenuous thing ever. I mean, what do you do with a sack of crap like the Democrat Party?
America is in crisis. Emergency lockdown 2 is coming under Biden. Support InfoWars, the fight against total economic collapse, and Biden's martial law disguised as lockdown 2. Up to 60% off, plus free shipping and triple Patriot points and more at InfoWarsStore.com. DNA Force Plus, Alpha Power back in stock. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, Ultra 12, Vitamineral Fusion, Kava Chill, Supermel Vitality, Super Female, and so many other amazing products. These are game-changing things that the globalists don't need to have. These are things that are absolutely elemental to what you and your body have to live. But regardless, buying these products from us funds the InfoWars, which is a 360 win. I want to thank you all for your support. I want to ask you to redouble your efforts to spread the word. I want to ask you to buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com today, because without you, we won't be on the air. Again, I salute you and thank you all. The toll-free number is 888-253-3139. Please take action today in our emergency center.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407. Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Alex Jones Show. Only Schroeder sitting in for Alex today. The disingenuous of a Democrat is stuck in my crawl today. For example, Gavin Newsom, who tells you to wear a mask, social distance, stay locked down, collapse your business, it's all for your own safety. That punk. Well, then he has parties and gets caught having parties, so he comes out and makes a statement apologizing, saying, I'm sorry I had parties, you're right, I apologize, I'll practice what I preach now, and he doesn't wear a mask either. Well, last night he got caught having dinner. No mask, no social distance, a table of at least 10 people, no mask between bites. Again, another example of the disingenuous, the total fraud of a Democrat. These people make me sick. You scum. You liars. You deceivers. You demons. You frauds. You cowards. You traitors. There's not enough words in the dictionary to describe your phonyism. And now they tell you, you can't have Thanksgiving dinner. You can't have Christmas gatherings. What kind of tyranny is this? And then they say, Trump is the dictator. Trump is the fascist. You tell us to stay inside, close down our business, not go to school, wear a mask? You tell us to collapse the economy. You tell us we can't have family over for Thanksgiving, and then you dare accuse us of being the fascists and accuse us of being the authoritarians. These people want to bring hell on earth, man. See, that's what it is. They know they're all destined to burn in hell forever, so they're trying to bring hell here. It's disgusting. By the way, we have found that video I've been looking for. We will bring that in. We will air it. Right now.
Explanation why those votes.
So there's no, like, concrete, just to get on the record, there's no concrete explanation as to how those 26, 2700 votes were not counted by the machine in the first place?
Yep. We don't know. I mean, we can't. They're not in there anywhere. So we don't know why they didn't get scanned in there.
So have the Dominion tech guys that have been troubleshooting here all day been able to figure out why they weren't in there?
Them, but I don't know if they can speak. They're not allowed to comment.
They're not allowed to comment.
And you're not allowed to comment
here. Sorry.
it's just...
But as of right now, you can also not confirm that it was a memory card or anything of that nature as well, right? Because that hasn't been confirmed, to my knowledge, by anyone here.
I don't think it was a memory card. I can almost... Do you?
I don't think it was a memory card.
So it wasn't, we can rule out
we
memory
can rule card. Out a memory card that wasn't scanned.
Yeah, okay, it seems like it's human error.
It seems like it, but what's the evidence that would indicate it would be a human error issue?
The ballots didn't transfer over like they should have, and that could have been dealing with how whatever programmer programmed them. But at this point, we really don't know, so that's why you're
could it also potentially be a software issue?
We're not going to speculate at this point.
But you just said it could potentially be a human error. That was speculation.
Incorrect. So that's why you're asking
so
these types of different questions.
I'm just trying to
give you. I know what you're trying to do.
Yeah.
We really don't have it pinpointed right now.
Like, that's fine.
We want to be able to give you the exact answer on what happened.
Absolutely.
I'm not able to do that right
now. Okay.
So this video has been completely, pretty much banned everywhere on the internet, or it's just been memory holed somehow. I've not received any explanation as to why. That was a guy who was smart enough to take a screen capture of the video, because now it's completely gone. So that's a screen capture of the original video that's now completely gone. And you can see why Big Tech would want that gone. What the hell is going on in Georgia? I mean, folks, this is... I mean, they don't know. They literally, the guy says, I don't know. He shrugs his shoulder. Hey, well, how do these votes disappear? Is it a software issue? Is it human error? We can't speculate. Oh, but you can't film in here, though. And then they want to certify the results. And let's go to this clip now to clip number two here. To just kind of put it all together, how, folks, they cheated in Georgia. So here's what happened. They cheated in Georgia. They used the algorithm on the voting machine to flip votes from Trump to Biden. They still didn't have enough. So they then went into the voting machine and just removed votes for Trump remotely and added votes to Biden, erased the record of that. So they don't have any record, and so now the Dominion tech guys are going in there saying, well, we don't know what happened. Yeah, because someone remotely hacked the voting machine, stole the votes from Trump, and then erased that they were ever there. And then they, we don't have any record. We don't know what happened. Yeah, you know exactly what happened. Someone hacked the machine remotely, changed the votes, rigged the election, erased the proof, And now you're covering it up. And then they call and they say, what's going on with the recount? And they say, well, we're doing a recount, but it doesn't matter because we're just going to certify the original numbers either. Already, here's the phone call with the Georgia election official.
This is Jenny Beth Martin. I have a couple of questions, and I'm hoping you might be able to help me. Which numbers are you going to be giving to the Secretary of State? Is it the numbers from the recount, or is it the numbers from election, from the original scan?
And could I have your name again, please?
Sure. It's Jenny Beth Martin.
Hold on, please. Elections, I can help you.
Hi, this is Jenny Beth Martin. I'm wondering which numbers you guys are sending to the Secretary of State. Is it the numbers from the recount, or is it the numbers from the original count from Election Day?
We all of us counties have to turn in the same thing.
What does that mean? Because I'm hearing different things from different counties.
No.
We all
have to turn in what we... did election night, and then we all have to turn in what we do with this recount. The recount's not over, though.
Okay, and is it not over in your county or not over statewide?
Okay, so we're going to pull away from this because Alex Jones is live, but folks, they can't do the recount because they literally don't have the data. It's been erased. Alex Jones is live in the state capitol building in Atlanta with a massive crowd. Let's go live.
And all the fraud is against Trump.
I'm sorry, Alex. We have people working here, so if you can do this, if you can do this.
At
the end, we end with the chant. But listen, what we want is for every vote to be counted, and the fraud's been proven. It's the same formula all over the country. The Clinton's lawyers came here and met on record. Met on record with the state officials that allowed them to illegally count votes and have mail-in ballots. The legislature never passed that law, so it's their duty as our representatives to call a special session and to go in and investigate. And we know the Democrats don't want that because it will prove the fraud just like everywhere else. This is a major moment. You guys are a liberal vanguard, and Georgia is a key battleground state in all of this. So I just want to salute you all and thank you for being here because you're the salt of the earth, and we love you.
Y'all don't get me thrown out of here.
Yeah. We want to be able to keep doing this every day, so at the end, we will disrupt. Okay, the very end, we'll disrupt.
Let me just
want to be here
from the Democrats, the New World Order, and the globalists here. We're peaceful now. We're civil now. If you steal this election from us, our patience may run so thin it may run out.
Was winning all these battleground states by higher numbers on election night till they closed the polls and then secretly stuffed the ballot boxes. And so that's why they're scared of recounts. It's why they're scared of legislatures stepping in. That is their constitutional duty. So what you're doing is as patriotic as the people that signed the Declaration of Independence. It's so important, and no matter what they do with this fraud, as the great state rep, Mr. Jones, was saying is, they may even win this war. They may even win this battle, but we're going to win the war.
When we leave, we're about to leave now.
What an incredible crowd of people. We'll continue to follow this live stream. And, folks, I'm telling you, I'm seeing a lot of faces that were on the Stop the Steal caravan with me over a week ago. I mean, Americans are ready to fight.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Spend my days with a woman unkind, smoke my stuff and drink all my wine. Made up my mind to make a new start, going to California with an aching in my heart. Someone told me there's a girl out there with love in her eyes and flowers in her hair.
Alex Jones, still live. Let's go back to the state capitol in Atlanta. He's outside now with a big crowd bullhorning.
Special session now! Special session now! Special session now! Special session!
Hey, Enrique. Good job being here, brother.
Appreciate you, man. Enrique Tarrio enters the picture.
The great Patriot Proud Boys are here to defend the Republic and we salute them. More folks are going to be getting here to Georgia to save the Republic. Special session! Special session! Special session! Special session! Special session!
Now, folks, think about it. The video we played in the last segment that's being totally memory-holed, that shows clearly there is some sort of issue with the Dominion voting systems and the software. You think that is a singular issue? You think that's an isolated incident? No, ladies and gentlemen, that is nationwide fraud, and they're hiding it. We got a massive crowd here following Alex Jones at the state capitol building in Atlanta, Georgia. A huge crowd has turned up. Americans are rallying nationwide. And I think this is just the beginning. I'm not really sure where it goes from here, but I do believe this is just the beginning. Because I'm seeing more people ready to mobilize and activate than I've ever seen. And we're able to basically hold these events with less than 24 hours notice and get a massive turnout. Let's go back live.
Special session! 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 Don't let the deep state steal our birthright! And install China too! Biden for president! 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 Biden for president!
I mean, Joe Biden is literally wanted in a current investigation, a criminal investigation in Ukraine. So, I mean, he is a worldwide criminal. Everybody knows it. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. That is Alex Jones today. And he is hopping into the armored truck and taking off from the capital of Georgia in Atlanta today. I imagine he'll probably be joining us here before long as well. You know, my estimate is that the Democrats have realized it's not just about getting enough votes, enough electoral votes to put Biden over the top. They know they have to steal as many states as possible to guarantee victory here. They're not going to make the same mistake they did in 2016. So, yes, they're trying to steal Nevada, Arizona, Georgia, Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin still as we speak. But look at this massive crowd here, guys. Let's go back live to this feed.
Those crazy boys. Those poor boys. We're going to be here every day at noon, crescendoing on Saturday, to stop the steal! Stop the steal! Stop the steal! Stop the steal! Stop the steal!
So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. So they're trying to steal all these states. Trump won them all. And what you're seeing right now is who is ready, willing, and able to fight for America, fight for the future generations of Americans, fight for truth, fight for justice. And we're going to see real quick who's willing to take that mantle and who's going to take the knee. And when it gets in front of judges, I think that's when we're going to really know our shot at having a legal victory here. Let's go back live now. Alex Jones on the PA.
Biden is a communist Chinese agent. Joe Biden is a communist Chinese agent. Joe Biden is a communist Chinese agent. This is not a joke. America is in grave danger.
The COVID lockdown is meant to put us into a permanent depression. We are all in grave danger. Fight for America. China Joe is not eligible to be president. He is an agent of the communist Chinese. Our republic is in grave danger. We must have an emergency session in Georgia. They violated the law approving the mail-in ballots outside of law. You must do your duty with special session now. Special session now. Special session now. Special session now.
So it's going to be like this in Atlanta, Georgia, tomorrow, Friday, and then the big one is going to be Saturday. And I'm not planned to go on this trip. As I was saying earlier, if this continues, basically I think it's going to have to be like a tag team operation just to preserve energy and not destroy ourselves and our voices here. But I did look at flights into Atlanta this Saturday. Folks, there's nothing available. So there's about to be perhaps even tens of thousands of people in Atlanta on Saturday, I'm predicting now. And I haven't had a vision or anything yet, but I did have a vision of Saturday. I even said it on air on the War Room and the Alex Jones Show and others while I was on the caravan last week. I said I had a vision. I did, and my vision came true. So I haven't really manifested a vision yet of what's coming in Atlanta Saturday. I may tonight, but based on just the evidence of me, you know, doing my own journalistic work and traveling to events, I can tell you right now there is going to be thousands of people in Atlanta this weekend, guaranteed. And when you go look at flights to get into a city and there isn't a single one available, yes, I know they have less people on these flights because of COVID, but still, that's not an anomaly to be ignored. That means something's going down in that destination, and that destination is Atlanta, Georgia. And that time is this weekend. So that's just incredible. And it's such a relief factor. It's such a relief factor seeing so many Americans rise up, seeing so many people in the media that maybe they don't like us and we've disagreed on things, but the fact that we're all in this together now, we all realize the challenge ahead, and we all know how important it is to protect our elections. Everybody needs to come together to do this. And the evil and the tyranny we face, if we're not victorious in this battle, we may never be able to escape from. And we realize this. And that's why we're fighting so damn hard right now. So, it's everything we thought here at InfoWars, ladies and gentlemen. It's everything we've been telling you about. It's everything we've been warning you about. The exact reason why we bought that armored truck to go around with a PA system and do it safely, because we know that the radical terroristic left would be out hunting us like they do, those sick, deranged freaks. Just incredible. What a time to be alive, ladies and gentlemen. And the whole world is watching. The whole world is watching. All right, when we come back, I'm going to play that video again. The headline is, Georgia elections officials have no answer as to what caused 2,700 votes to go uncounted. Dominion IT say they cannot comment. We'll play that video in its entirety as we come up in the next segment. I've got other news to cover as well. We'll stay monitoring the situation in Atlanta. And it's John Rappaport in the fourth hour today. Am I correct? Always informative. And then I'll be hosting the War Room today as well.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise at GCNlive.com.